The wolf was in the fold, but none of the sheep suspected he was there. The Hab tenement in which Severian made his lair existed in a perpetual state of incremental collapse. Tremors shook the dust from its walls with every hammer blow of titanic machinery on construction fields before the palace. 2,000 people crowded the building, taking what privacy they could with tarpaulins hung on a complex web of intersecting clotheslines. Severian was a ghost, unseen and unheard over the building's moans. 3 days he had hidden between the walls and in the rotting ceiling spaces of the tenement, listening to the static hiss in his helmet and fighting the urge to keep moving. The hunters expected him to flee the slaughter at the Temple of Woe, but stillness was his cloak now, not action. Hundreds of black sentinels had flooded the city, sweeping through the despairing streets in search of him. He had seen no sign of imperial fists or custodians. What could be important enough to keep them from the hunt? The mortal soldiers moved through the city like beaters on a game hunt, but it was simplicity itself to evade them. These men had never hunted a lunar wolf before, and they... No, not a lunar wolf. A son of Horus. The War Master was no stranger to the value of ego displays, but even he had balked at the renaming of an entire Space Marine Legion in his honor. It seemed that his reluctance had now been overcome. Severian still thought of himself as a lunar wolf, the lone predator hunting in the gloaming light of the moon. A son of Horus would fight his way through this city, but only a lunar wolf could pass unknown through its streets. He still wore the armor he had stripped from the Thunder Warriors' enforcers. The plates were ill-fitting, fashioned in an age where immediacy was a greater concern than functionality. The helm fox buzzed with static, bubbling with ghost voices of long-dead warriors. He could tune out the static, but it was harder to ignore the voices of the people around him. The subject on everyone's lips was the War Master's rebellion and the massacre on Istvan V. Trembling mouths told and retold tales of murder and atrocity, lies and speculation masqueraded as fact. But every tale-teller agreed that Horus Lupercal was a betrayer, a vile and faithless son. Severian could not bring himself to believe his Primarch had turned against the Emperor. What reason could the War Master have to embark upon such a calamitous course? Severian could think of nothing grand enough to warrant betrayal, his mind rejecting every possibility as too petty, too improbable, or too mortal to justify a galaxy-wide rebellion. Athava had seemed so certain of Horus's betrayal, but that was always the way with the Crimson King's sons. They lived for certainty, but Athava was dead, a Primarch's bullet in his brain. What did his certitudes count for now? Severian heard the crunch of approaching footsteps and slowed his breathing, letting himself merge with the rotting lath and plaster of the ceiling. The footsteps stopped beneath him. 3 men carrying plastic drums to be filled with water from the pump. Severian's ability to remain hidden in plain sight was superlative, an affinity with shadows that came to him as naturally as breathing. It was a risk, concealing himself in an area frequented by the people that called this block home, but the risks were outweighed by the morsels of information he could gather. The first man, thick-set and with the build of a metalworker, placed his drum beneath the pump and began working the handle. The water that came out was brackish-looking and gritty. The other men took turns at the pump, and their talk was banal and mundane. Inevitably, their discussion turned towards the fighting in the Istvan system.
Yeah, it was that bastard Horus. He's the one that started this. Changing the name of his legion like that. Too big an ego, that one, and no mistake.
A skeletal man with eyes as big as saucers, and whose sweat stank of an addict's hunger, took his place at the pump.
I reckon you're right.
A balding man with a hooked nose and a withered right arm was last at the pump.
What did the Emperor expect? I mean, you give a man that much power, it's bound to go to his head.
The men nodded at the sagacity of their companion.
Yeah, you get that many guns and all you want to do is shoot them off, right? Right, look at this Van Free, wiped out with virus bombs. Madness.
I heard Horus killed three of his brothers single-handed. Vulcan, Korax, and Lehman Russ, all dead as dust. Mm.
The Wolf King weren't on his clan. It's Ferus Manus that's dead. They say the Phoenician killed him, cut his head right off.
Nah, I don't reckon anyone could kill that tough old bastard. Got bones of iron, he has. How are you going to cut through that?
Well, Horus could do it. Got bad blood in him, hasn't he? Mm. Everyone says so. I heard he got poisoned.
Hey.
Some cult got him sick and twisted his mind. Shura says she heard Horus is one of this cult now. Him and all his warriors. They sacrifice women and children, I hear. Throw them into the fires and let them burn in the name of some god or other.
The man leaned in conspiratorially.
Yeah, no better than savages now, she says. Cannibals they are, eating the flesh of the dead and making trophies from their bones.
Severian ground his teeth. To hear his beloved Primarch and Legion being slandered with such obvious nonsense was almost more than he could stand. His fingers tightened on the rusting rebars and pipes, and the metal squealed as it buckled beneath his strength. The metal worker looked up, and their eyes met through the sodden ceiling structure. Severian willed the man not to see him, focusing every ounce of his determination. The man looked away, with a curious expression on his face, as though suddenly bewildered. Severian exhaled softly, seeing his breath feather the air in front of him.
I heard that said too. They say Horus has gone mad, that he's been, you know, possessed. Possessed?
Yeah, you know, by aliens or something.
Severian could stand it no longer and dropped to the floor with a heavy crash. The metalworker and the addict jumped back from the pump in shock, but the balding man turned tail and ran for his life. Severian's hand shot out and a piece of brickwork no larger than a pebble flashed from his palm. It struck the balding man like a bullet from a slingshot. The impact spun him around and he collapsed with an egg-sized lump on the back of his skull. Drool and blood leaked from the corner of his mouth.
You killed him?
No.
Severian drew the serrated knife belted at his hip.
Though he deserves death for disrespecting the War Master.
You're him, ain't you? You're the one they're all looking for.
Severian ignored him.
You're like ignorant children. You know nothing of Lord Horus, the battles he won, and the blood he spilled for his father. My legion waged war across the heavens for 200 years, conquering the galaxy in the name of humanity, and this is the thanks we get. I should kill you all. You ought to be building statues of the War Master and shrines to his deeds. Horus has won the galaxy for you, not the Emperor.
The addict crumpled to his knees, weeping and pawing at Severian's boots. The Lunar Wolf kicked him away in disgust, drawing a cry of pain from the man's lips. The metalworker swallowed hard and looked up at Severian.
Horus is a traitor. The Emperor said so.
Severian's fist drew back, his arm quivering with tension. One tap, and the man's skull would be in 100 fragments.
The War Master is the Emperor's beloved son. These things you say, they cannot be true. I would know of it.
The metalworker fell to his knees, with his hands laced before him as though in prayer. His terror sickened Severian. The emotion was too unknown to him and made Severian want to kill him even more.
You are what we fought for.
He leant down and placed the tip of the knife against the man's chest.
Your kind doesn't deserve to inherit the galaxy. Your life isn't worth one drop of Legion blood.
Please don't kill me.
Severian sheathed his knife and looked at the man with the eyes of a god who stared upon his failed creation. He turned away in disgust, robbed of certainty and adrift on unknown tides.